Now, we began Simon Tzadi Ches in Shulchan Aruch. And in the Sefer, we had a long discussion about Simon Ayin Vav. That's the name of the Simon in the Sefer, but that Simon Ayin Vav is an analysis of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadi Ches. Ayin Hei, my son. And now we're going on in Simon Tzadi Ches in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Tzadi Ches 98. And we're looking at this piece, which hopefully, if you have a copy of it, it should say on the top left, Reish Samach Tes. Oh. Can you find Reish Samach Tes? And we'll try to see if we can make some progress here. We're going to talk a little bit about Chometz and what's called Tam Ki Ikar and the Mechaber in Simon Tzadi Ches dedicates his discussion in the Simon to Tam Ki Ikar, a taroves, some sort of mixture of Isur Veheta. The Ramah says the following. This is Simon Tzadi Ches Sif Ches. Kol ha'isurim anogim bizman hazeh Kulam misbatlim b'shishim. Although the Mechaber says that there's bitul b'shishim, but there are two exceptions. Milvad chomes b'pesach v'yayin nesach. So chomes on Pesach, if it gets mixed up in a taroves of matzah, then we apply the principle of mashahu, which means that no matter how small of an amount of chametz fell into this mixture, it asks the entire kedera. And why? That's what we're going to see in a minute. The second category of a taroves of isur beheter, where there's no bittul b'shishim, and we say that it's also b'mashu, is the case of yayin nesach. So that if yayin nesach falls into a mixture of wine, of kosher wine, it matters not what the ratio of Yayin Nesach is, what its volume was. It's always Oser B'mashu. Now, I can just tell you this. The common denominator between Chametz and Pesach and Yayin Nesach is what's called Isurei Hanah. But then you wonder, how far would we go with this? Would the Ramah say that all of Isurei Hanah generated Isur B'mashu? That's impossible. Absolutely impossible. Don't even dream of it. Because Basa B'Cholav is also Manoah, and Basa B'Cholav in the Mishnah is your paradigmic case of Bittul B'Shisha. And the Mishnah says on Kuf Ches in Baba Kama, Tipas Cholav Shenofla Al HaKaticha on Basar, Im Yesh Bamino Sein Tam Asar, Im Eim Bamino Sein Tam Mutar. So there's no din of a mashu with regard to Basa B'Cholav, even though Basa B'Cholav is Isurei Hanah. So what would have been comfortable here to say that the common denominator between Chometz B'Pesach and Yayin Nesach is Isurei Hanah just won't go. And there are many other Isurei Hanah, each one has its own shir of bittul, but none of them are also b'mashu. Not Orla, which is also Banah, bless you, not Kalaya Kerem, which is also Banah. What else is also Banah? Let's say Hegdesh is Batal, and then there's Isurei Hanah.
Is there any other Issa which is at its inception is Mutter, but only because it's Issa later?
Well, that's called Yesh L'Shasa Kosher, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Like Pesach, Chometz.
Chometz is a classic case of Yesh L'Shasa Kosher.
Yayin Nesach, I suppose. It's when the goy touches it, it becomes...
Right, Yesh L'Shasa Kosher. Well, that's complicated. I'll tell you why. Because Yesh L'Shasa Kosher means that you already have all the ingredients of the Isur, and yet the Torah is Matir. So I don't know when Yayin Nesach is complicated. For example, the Gemara vacillates back and forth about Klaya Kerem with the Yesh L'Shasa Kosher. Why? Because Lechora, from the very moment that Klaya Kerem emerged as Kelayim and you have a Gidul that grew with both, let's say, a vine and some wheat, at that moment it's also. But yet, The Gemara thinks maybe yesh la shasa kosher, because when you put the two zroim into the ground, at that point it's still mutter, so it has shasa kosher. And if your classic case of yesh la shasa kosher is going to be bas v'cholov, then kalayim sounds awfully similar to bas v'cholov. You put the bas and the cholov together, or you put the zera of chita together with kerem. I mean, everything is mutter. So that should be yesh la shasa kosher. But I want to tell you the honest truth, Lenny, and I hope you won't be insulted if I tell you this. But I think if yesh la shasa kosher and chametz and yayin, that would be a reason why it should be batel. In other words, if we're searching for a reason why in these two cases of chametz and yayin it's osur b'mashu, yesh la shasa kosher I don't think is going to help us, if I can fight you on that. Why? Because yesh la shasa kosher in the Gemara is always a kula and not a chumra. And paradoxically, the Gemara thinks that basa b'chol should be mutter v'anah, and there is such a deyer, I think it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, be dafka because yesh la shasa kosher. Whereas arla is going to be also v'anah because ein la shasa kosher, right? You have the first 3 years of the tree, and it produces fruit, and that fruit is also from its inception. That's called ein la shasa kosher. And the Gemara says that's why arla is also v'anah, but basa b'chalav in so far as yesh la shasa kosher should be mutter b'anah. And the Gemara at the end has a very complicated limud from three different places in order to establish that basa b'chalav is also b'anah, or the fact that Torah repeats bishul three times, whatever it might be. But we need a solid basis to prove that basa b'chalav is different from other isurim that are also b'anah. I'm saying the opposite. What I meant to say is that logically, we would have assumed that bas b'chalav is different than the other isurim, and therefore bas b'chalav should be mutter b'anah, but we need some sort of yalfusa to establish that bas b'chalav is osur b'anah. And the logic the Gemara offers that bas b'chalav should be mutter b'anah, and that generates our need for a pasuk to generate an isur anah, is because yesh la shasa kosher. So I don't think that yesh, which I'm again in Yayin Esrog, I'm not sure bechlal if you could say it. But even if you'd convince me that yesh la shasa kosher applies to Yayin Esrog, I still think that that's only a reason to be mekil and not to be machmir. You know, we find, for example, in Nedarim, there are many kulos in Nedarim. Again, because the neder in and of itself is a davra mutar, so it's yesh la shasa kosher. And it would be beautiful if that same chumra would apply to Yayin Esrog as well, but let's see if that's going to work out. So we have a famous Rashi in Psachim who defines and categorizes this whole mashu business in chametz as Durabonon. It is not a Doraisa halacha. Chametz bePesach on a Torah level would be batel b'shishim no less than any other iser, than nevela, treifa, bas b'chalav, whatever it is. But Rashi says echmiru bo chachamim for two reasons. Now I'm not sure if these two reasons are two separate reasons or they somehow integrate to form one reason, and that's because of the isbe kares velo bedili minei inshi hoel the ochlo kol yevos hashono. So to appreciate lo bedili inshi minei, we have to open up a gemara psachim, which I don't think I have here, but anyway, it's not necessary. The Tosis asks the following question: why is it that chametz with pesach requires bedika? Right, all the arbas and both kinds of. We don't find bedika neither with regard to arla, klaya kerem, isuria, nowhere else. The Torah nowhere else requires bedika. And the Rabbanan instituted bedika. Now you have to ask yourself the question, if the Rabbanan are worried that maybe this chametz, he might come to eat it, blah, blah, blah. So why not apply that to all isuria? Why don't we do a bedika? So you might say, well, I don't have any arl in the house. There was never a chazaka that my house was full of arl or full of klaya kerem. But the whole year round, my house was full of chametz. Okay, but then we have a complicated business because of yayin l'nazir. the Nazir is living with other people in the house, then they're not Nazirim. You know, it's not a family of Nazirim. And there's plenty of wine around. So if Chazal say that you can't live in your house on Pesach if there's chametz around, you got to pack out or do a bdik and get rid of your chametz, they should have said the same thing by Yayin LeNazir. Anyway, Tosis has a whole bunch of cases where, although you know the food is in the house and the food is asur, and nevertheless the Torah doesn't require bdika and the Rabbanan don't require bdika. So what is special about chametz? We don't find anything parallel anywhere. Machos asuris orli arbas or orl is something or other. Bodkim esha. Bodkim esayayin, you know, whatever it is. So Tosis says that there's something called lo bedilim in inch. I'm used to eating chametz the whole year round. I never separate myself from chametz. And when I get into the 7 days of Pesach, I might be tempted to eat it or benefit from it the same way I eat it and benefit from it the whole year round. So yesterday, this very piece of chametz was, you know, I made kiddush on it on Shabbos. I ate shalosh shudas on this piece of chametz, right? I washed the lechem mishnah. And now today, all of a sudden, it became chametz. That's called lo bedilim minei inshei. And therefore, Tosa says we need a bedika. We got to get rid of it. You can't live in the house with chametz. Comes along the who's he quoting it? Rashi of Sochim on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis, and he says, you know what? If we were machmir in chametz midrabanan and we required bedika, and why is that? Because lo bedili minei. Then let's add another chumrah. It's asur b'mashim. The normal matirim of bittul will be suspended in chametz if it gets mixed up in a tarovis, and why? Because of lo bedili minei. But Rashi has another point here. Because it's also chametz, it's also be isur karis. So the Torah was very machmir in chametz, and the Torah slapped chametz with an isur karis, and we know that chametz is lo bedil minei inshi, and therefore Rashi says if you add the two together, it's tatei l'reusa, and the chachamim are going to say that there's no Heter bittel v'shishim. It's chametz is also in the tarovus b'mashu. That's very fascinating to me because Rashi is really combining, I think, apples and oranges. There's no similarity. If you want to tell me the chachamim said chametz also b'mashu because of lo bedili minei, that's already what we call a harchaka and a siag. We want to keep you far away from chametz. Because you have a natural tendency to eat chametz. And if we're going to tell you, well, the chametz is mixed into the taroves and eat the whole spiel, we have bittul, blah, 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 then you're getting closer and closer to chametz. And we want to separate you from chametz. Because the whole year round you're connected to chametz. So on Pesach we want to make sure you're far away from chametz and we ask it even a mashu in taroves. But when you get to an isur kares, that's already a different story. What that means is that the Rabbanan are taking their cue from the Torah. If the Torah was very machmir and imposed the chi of kares on chametz, then the Rabbanan say we too have to find a chumrah. And I'm thinking out loud when Tosis at the beginning of Pesachim asks why is that chametz was singled out by the Rabbanan for a chi of bedika. They could have answered that chametz is also b'sukkaris. And the Rabbanu want you to stay far away from something that's also b'sukkaris. And therefore, be bodek your house, make sure you get rid of every last morsel of chametz. And Rashi applies that to explain why chametz is also b'mashu in the tarovas, because it's an isukkaris. So I don't have the Tosis in front of me, but if you take a look at the beginning of Tosis, maybe he mentioned something about an isur karis. I don't remember. The first Tosis of Pesachim. It's like I'm 5 lines into Tosis. I don't remember whether he mentions an isur karis. Let me just think. Oh, thank you. Tiskel mitzvahs. Mirrorly, the Afagav is Sagimit of the Alma. If Miru Chacham lived those comets Levaro, Shalo Yavoli Ochlo. Okay, fine. Vatam Sheikh Miru Khan, Tfemi Vishari Surya No. So already he checks off the Surya No. You know, if I would ask you, Kasha, about the Nevela, why don't we, let's say you have Nevela all over the place, you don't have to get rid of it. So you could say because it's Mutaba No. But I'm going to tell you that there is Suri Adna and you can have it all over the place. You don't have to get rid of it. So Tosis says, the Lo Bedili Mine. Lo Domi Lebosu Bechol Vi Or Lo Klai Akerev She Isuram Noeg Isur Olam the whole year round. There's no day in the calendar year in which you're allowed to eat Bosu Bechol Vi Or Lo Klai. It's interesting, as far as I can tell, he doesn't blink. He doesn't mention a word about Chiyuv Karis here. I mean, check me out here. And Rashi says that the reason why Chavetz also be Mashu is because it's an Issa Karis. I don't know why Tosis missed the beat, so to speak, here. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that there are other Rishonim here at the beginning of Pesachim, I'd have to research that, who asked the same Kasha of Tosis, and they point to the Issa Karis in Chavetz. Now Rashi combines, when he talks about Mashu, two elements, two variables, the Sakaris of Chametz and the Lobedili Mine of Chametz. It's slightly different, you know, it's really a little bit different one from the other. Because in one case, the Sakaris means the Chumras, the Chetzid Isura, and the Chumras HaChetzid Isura is what prompts the Chachamim to be more Machmer. In the second case, he's talking in Dine Siagos and Dine Harchakos. That we have such a powerful reason why in Chometz we need our Chaka, and that's Lo Bedili Mine. Okay, that's what he has so far. Avla Rambam. Oh, this is a whole new ballgame. Has nothing to do with Echmiru Chachamim, and they were worried about Chometz. Chometz also b'mashu mishum davidover sheyesh lo matirin. We're not going to allow you to apply bittul because asher tochlenu be'isur tochlenu be'heter. So wait a couple of days. What's your urgent rush? You have to eat it on Pesach? Eat it after Pesach. The whole taros will be mutter after Pesach. Classic case of Dover Sheish Lomati.
It doesn't apply to all Chavetz, it applies to Terobis. It doesn't apply to Chavetz Gomer. I mean, that's not, there's no way to Chavetz Gomer after Pesach.
Yeah, sure.
Why was it not yours? Ah, so you have to know if that's the Rice or the Rabbanon. I think we passed, you know, if I'm not mistaken, that Chavetz Shavuot of Pesach is only the Rabbanon.
That's only if it's yours. But Stam Chometz after
correct. Pesach. Yeah, he's right. When he also, we're talking about anybody's Chometz. Yeah, yeah, so right. That's not Chometz Shabbat of Pesach. Yeah, Chometz Shal Hefker is not Chometz Shabbat of Pesach.
Right.
But I wanted to ask a different question here. What is a Dover Sheish Lo Matirin? For example, we have an Isur Chadosh. Chadosh gets mixed up with Heter, with Yoshan. Is there Bittul or is there not Bittul? If we go with this Rambam about Dover Sheish L'Matirin, Afilu B'Elef Lo Bottle, Nefer Chometz, Dover Sheish L'Matirin, it's also B'Mashu, then we should apply that same yardstick to Chadosh. Why? Because Chadosh itself becomes Mutter after the 16th of Nisan, when the Omer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a Dover Sheish L'Matirin.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Rambam doesn't mention about Chorus, though, does it?
No. He's not operating neither with Chorus nor with Lo Bedili Mine. She's purely Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. Wait, be patient. No. After Pesach, you'll
leave. That's only in a case where there's Chorus. I would say maybe that he means it's got an implication of that.
I don't follow what you mean, Lenny. I don't know where Issa Karis comes into that discussion. We're talking about the fact that this Heftzah will be Mutter. Yeah. Why should you apply Bittul? Again, again, we have to see exactly what bittul is, but Ad she'tochlenu b'isa, tochlenu b'het. The Gemara applies davar sheyesh lo matirin to mukta. So mukta falls into taroves. Instead of eating it on Shabbos, wait till eat it after Shabbos. Or instead of moving it, if there's an isa tiltul, an isa hanah, again, you have to know what mukta is all about. That's not a simple matter. Some poskim, by the way, and Rishonim, say that raw meat is mukta on Shabbos. Really interesting. Has it been like eitz of avonim? Raw meat. Now, raw fish, I don't know, because the people who eat this
sushi.
Stuff, I don't know. There are people maybe who eat raw meat. I don't know. To me, I just would die 1,000 deaths if I ate raw meat. And my stomach would turn over inside out. Some even want to say there might be mukta on frozen meat because, you know, until you defrost it, or maybe because you put it in the freezer. I mean, the complicated business here about mukta. But it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin because that same ferry hefta will be mutter after Shabbos, after Yontif. Why should you eat it, you know, with a tarobis and bittul? And then you have the question about maaser sheni. Maaser sheni, chutz liyushalayim, is also with an isa lav. You're not allowed to eat it. And the Torah tells you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it b'kedusha in Yerushalayim. And lo tochlu b'sharecha, whatever the pasuk says there, right? So what happens if maaser sheni gets mixed up in a tarovis? Is that also a davar sheyesh lo matirin?
Maybe
the
case. Maybe
yeah.
Time, factor. It'll, by the 100% of the time, it'll become mutter. But maaser sheni, if I don't bring it to Yerushalayim, it never becomes.
Oh, excellent. So I heard once from the Rav, in the name of his father, as he used to say, Rav Moshe, that davar sheyesh lo matirin means not that it is mutter and then it becomes, I'm sorry, it is us and then it becomes mutter, but that davar sheyesh lo matirin means there's a matir. And Rav Moshe wanted to say that that's the difference between chadash and maaser sheni. That chadash has a matir, the omer itself is a matir. And that makes chadash into davar sheyesh lo matirin, and all the chumras in chadash are built on davar sheyesh lo matirin. But maaser sheni, Rav Moshe used to say, is not a matir. The Torah says that you should eat it in Yerushalayim. It's not that the hava, you know, the bringing of the maaser sheni, and I carry it to Yerushalayim, that's a matir. The Torah says that if you eat it in a place where you're not allowed to eat it because there's a mitzvah to eat it in a certain place, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, then the Torah says you violate this Isur. But that's not a Chetzah Isura, which lends itself to a Matir. And based on his father's Chiddush, the Rav used to say something unbelievable. That Mukta is not Pshat, that it's Asur on Shabbos, and it's Mukta the rest of the week, but that Motzi Shabbos is a Matir that allows you to enjoy the benefit from the Mukta. And this was based on the principle of Bein Hashmashos, that the Gemara says that hol v'skatzoyle Bein Hashmashos is skatzoyle kuliyoma, and that skatzoyle kuliyoma could generate a chefzah d'isura that would extend even beyond Shabbos. But the motzi, the Bein Hashmashos of motzi Shabbos, like the Bein Hashmashos of erev Shabbos, which is an oser, is a matir on the isur. Again, this has tremendous repercussions. I think we once discussed this in Hari Kedem. You remember when we were learning Shabbos with Hari Kedem? I think we discussed this. See, here's my question about chametz. When chametz is mutter midraisa after Pesach, what are we saying? Is it that the Torah only prohibited chametz on Pesach? Or are we saying that motzei Pesach is a matir? In other words, during the course of Pesach it became a chefetz d'isura, now I need a matir, just like Omer is going to be a matir on Chadash, and Chadash is a chefetz d'isura that has a matir to it, and perhaps Mukta is a Chefetz Yisurah that has a Matir of Motzei Shabbos, so too Pesach has a Matir of Motzei Pesach. That the termination of Pesach is a Matir. And what it means is that if we would have accepted the Shita of, I forget who it is in the Mishnah, we'll open up the Mishnah, I think it's Rabbi Yehudu, says that Chametz Shabbat Pesach is Asa D'oraisa, it means that he holds that chametz after Pesach might, you know, there's a limit or a restriction in what when that matir applies on motzi Shabbos. So Shimon holds chametz bein lifnei zman leachas zman ain over below klum, and I think it's Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees. Where is it? Chametz bein lifnei zman bein leachas zman over love belav divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that under certain circumstances, motzei Pesach is not a matir. So the chametz that was asur during Pesach now remains asur even after Pesach. Reb Shimon holds that motzei Pesach is a matir. Again, it's all based on drushes and psukim. I'm not telling you. I'm just talking about the definition. So the Rambam therefore classifies chametz as a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that's a big chiddush. Rashi says that the whole business of mashu and chametz is based on derabbanans and archakas and kares and lo bedilim. Rashi doesn't accept davar sheyesh lo matirin in chametz because Rashi holds that chametz bePesach is not a matir. It was only also for 7 days out of the year. And if you're not within the calendar of those 7 days of the year, you're in the other 358 year, days, then it's not awesome. Not that it was a matir.
What's the difference between that and
muksa? Muksa
is
also on Shabbos. The Rambam holds that muksa is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that seems to be the case in the Gemara in Beitza there. And he applies the same logic to chametz because in both cases he learns that the motzi Shabbos or the motzi Yontif is a matir, and that's called the davar sheyesh lo matir. The emphasis on the word matir, a matir, a kol hamatir. Now he quotes another Rambam. The Rambam says Yiroi Ali. Whenever the Rambam says Yiroi Ali, you have to open, you know, pay attention, right? It's a chiddush of the Rambam. Shafilu davar sheyesh lo matirim im nisarev b'she'eino mino v'lo nosan tam mutar. So if I would stop here in the Rambam, if chametz, which is again a davar sheyesh lo matirim, gets mixed up in a way that it doesn't give tam. So let's say, for example, you would have shishim in the matzah against the chametz, then it would be mutter. So under what circumstances would chametz b'pesach oser b'mashu b'tarovas? Why not just say, oh, so if it's, let's say it's min b'mino, correct? So min b'mino is not an isatam. And we said that midoraisa bittul would be enough. That was our whole discussion because in min b'mino there's no nesinas tam. So here we're going to say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and the whole tarovus is also the mashu. But if it's a nosein tam, so Rambam says that once you get rid of that tam, then even if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it should be mutter. So if that be the case, then chametz in a case of a chametz that fell into matzah, there's, you know, there are all sorts of different things in the pot, then if we have shishim, it should be mutter. Because the tam of chametz is not going to penetrate into the shishim. Says the Rambam, v'al titma al chametz b'pesach. Now you'll ask me a kasha, so chametz b'pesach should not be also b'mashu. Why did I just tell you? In Halacha Aleph, I told you that chametz is also b'mashu because the davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why not say it's min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, and therefore it's batal b'shishim, and there's no tam. So the Rambam gives an answer: Shatora omra kol machmetzes lo sochelu, kol machmetzes lo sochelu, and kol machmetzes means even a mashu.
So that should have been the answer for Rishonim. Why is it also b'mashu? Because the pasuk is more as a reboy of kol machmetzes.
Right. It comes out. The Rambam has two different categories of chametz also b'mashu. In one case, the Rambam says chametz is also b'mashu, even though what? Even though it doesn't give time, because it's a Dovah Sheish Lamatiri. And then the Rambam has to tell me, Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu, well, Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu is going to tell me that even where it gives time, it's going to be, I'm sorry, even where the Oseh should have been time, but it doesn't give time, nevertheless it's awesome. You follow the Oseh should have been Nesinus time. It's Mibishen Omino. But it doesn't give time because it's Shishim. Nevertheless, it's also because of Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu. How much more so in a case of Min Bimino, where there is no Nesinus time, why does the Rambam feel compelled to introduce Dovash Yeshua Matir? And I think the answer is that the Rambam holds that Dovash Yeshua Matir is Doraisa, whereas Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu is only Durabana. Well, no, let's say it the other way around. I'm sorry. I think it would be more logical to go the other way around. If we're going to be Mechalik between Doraisas and Drabanans, let's go the other way around. Let's say the fact that Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu is Doraisa and Dorashesh Matir is only Drabanan. Yeah, but again, we still have your question. If Kol Machmetzus Lo Sochelu is enough for reason to be Oser V'mashu, so why do I need another reason? Let's read the Rambam again. Let's see if we can figure this out. Yiro Elisha Filu Dovashay Slomatirin Im Nisare. Oh, I see. Just 1 second. So, what's the Rambam doing? Is he changing his mind? The Rambam initially says that Chometz is also Mamash because of Dovah Shiesh Lo Matirin, and now he's saying that even when Dovah Shiesh Lo Matirin doesn't operate because it's known as seen as Tam, it's also a comment because of the special Xeris HaKosva called Machmetzes. Let's just see if the Rav is asking that question. Tzorech Iyun Lama Hevi Arama Mikra Zeh Ha'osa Taruvas Chometz Kidei Laros Chomer Iser Chometz Lo Hizkir Inyan Kares Lo Bedili Neshan Okat Rasha. Oh, 1 second. I think we made a mistake here. What is the Rambam saying that Torah says Kol Mach? Oh, I see what he's saying. Oh, the Rambam is saying that Chometz, just 1 second, let me get the mathematics here, that Chometz is Asur. Oh, I got it. I think I got it. Let's see if I'm right. Or I might be right. I got a piece of Chometz on the table. It's not Chometz B'Tarobos. So if you were to analyze the Iser of Chometz from the perspective of Shari Surei Torah, if Chometz is just an example of Macholas Asuros, then I would ask you the following question. How much do you have of Chometz on the table? And what would be the answer? Kezayis. You would need a Kezayis. Oh. Now I split the Chometz into half, and all I have is a half of Kezayis. I gave the other half away. Is it awesome? So from the perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula, it would be mutter because it's Chatzi Shir. Again, you have Machlokas, Reish Lokas, Rav Yochanan, where the Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah. Even if I assume that Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, but it's not also in a Torah, it's that Iser. It's only an Iser of Chatzi Shir. Here the Torah says a Chatzi Shir of Chometz is Chometz. And it generates an Iser Chometz. How do I see that? Because the Torah says Kol Machmetzis Lo Sochelu, even a Chatzi Shir, fine. That's Shlav Aleph. Now, Chometz mixes up in a Tarovis, and it's Mimbishen Omino. And I have Shishin. So I'm not going to apply the principle of Dovah Sheish Lamatirin because I was Mavatal the Tam. Says the Rambam, the Chachamim are still going to answer this Tarovis Mimashu because of the Chumrah of Chatzi Shir. Mashu is like a Chatzi Shir. In other words, even though the Tam is not there, there's still some Chometz mixed into the Tarovis. So again, it's a Mashu. But that Mashu is enough that the Rabbanu would suspend the Din of Bittul. Again, Mimarashach L'Chora, we should be okay. As far as the Darshesh Matir is concerned, we don't have a problem. Why? Because this is the case of Mibashen Amino. And as far as Bittul is concerned, I have Shishin, so it should be Bata. So why do you say it's also B'mashu? So the Rabbanim say we're going to be Machmer on Chometz, because Chometz is also B'mashu, meaning a Be'en of Chometz. I'm not talking about a Tarobos. And that's derived from the Pasuk called Machmetza. So if on a Doraisa level, the Torah said that there's no Shir of Kizayis and Chometz, and Kol Machmetza also Chelu includes even a Mashu of Chometz that you're not allowed to eat, and that's all Doraisa. So the Rabbanim now are going to follow in the path of the Torah, they're also going to be machmir, even in a case where there's no Isur v'dover sheish l'matir. So do you follow? Now I think we have an answer to your question, Yechiel, because you were asking, once I quote the possible kol machmetz also chelu, and I suspend bittul because of kol machmetz, why do I need dover sheish l'matir? But the answer is kol machmetz also chelu is only addressing a case of chometz be'en, that I have chometz sitting on the table. The Rambam is now analyzing the din of Mashu from a rabbinic perspective. I mean, why did the Rabbanan Aser Mashu? So you could tell me that if it was the Tarovas of Min Bimino, then we're going to apply the principle of Dover Sheish Lamatir, and therefore the Rambam's the Chacham with Machmir, because Ach Tochlet Beisa, Tochlet Beheta, just wait until after Pesach. But if you talk about Min B'She'eno Mino, where the Oser is Tam, and I can get rid of that Tam with Shishim, then it's no longer Dover Sheish Lamatir, so why would the Rabbanan be Machmir? So the Rambam now wants to extend the chumrah of Mashahu on a Drabbanan level to a case where this Nesinas Tam and Dover Sheish L'Matirin wouldn't work. Now let's go the other way around. Now that we have this chumrah of Mashahu based on Kol Machmetzes, why wouldn't that give me enough of a reason in the case of Min Bimino? Just one second. Why not just say simply that since the Torah was machmir, so I'm only halfway around. Okay, but anyway, the Rav is bothered by a different question. The Rav's question is, if the Rambam is looking for cues that the Torah gave us a cue, and the Torah was machmir and chometz, and therefore that's a cue for the chachamim to be machmir, and in the Tarovas to Asa Chometz B'mashu, well, I got a great cue. And that's Rashi's cue. Namely what? Sinisa Karis. Now he's also asking about Lo B'dili Mine. Again, Lo B'dili Mine is not based on the Torah, but rather it's based on the Archaka, that the Rabbanu want to get us as far away from Chometz as possible. I think the Rambam has a better answer than Rashi, because the Rambam saw that Chometz is also B'mashu, so therefore it makes sense that in the Tarovas would be also B'mashu, and the Rabbanon are taking a cue from the fact of Kol Machmetz is also Chelu. But as far as Karis is concerned, the Rambam is making a good point. I mean, that clearly is a Chumrah in Chometz that would give the Rabbanon the cue, as I said before, to want to ask the Chometz B'mashu. Vanirabas there, Dehine kosav aram milchus chometz perek avlach avav shim ochal tarovus chometz v'pesach eino chayiv karis aval loke shenema kol machmetzis lo sochelu. So I told you that kol machmetzis lo sochelu is generating an iser pochus mikizayis. There's another iser that's derived from kol machmetzis lo sochelu, and that's called chometz v'tarovus. And if he eats this tarovus on Pesach, certainly there was no bittul, and he eats the chametz bitaroves, so you're not chayiv kares, but you get malchus. B'medvarim u b'shochal kizayis chametz toch kidei achilus praks. Aval im ein bitaroves kizayis b'tei achilus praks, af pisha osel lo liochlo eino loke. So Rabbo said we have three levels over here of Isur chametz. We have a chametz be'en, that's a kizayis, and you get kares for that. Then you have the case of chametz in a taroves, but it's kizayis b'chtei achilus pras. In that case, you're not chayiv kares, but you're chayiv malchus. And then you have a case of chametz b'taroves, which is less than a kizayis b'chtei achilus pras, and that's also b'achila, but there's not even malchus for it. So we have kares, we have malchus, and then we have an Isra Achilus Chametz without Malchus.
If the pasuk Kol Machves Al Sachelu comes to treat a Chatzis Shir as if it's a Shir, if there's no distinction, then why would the pasuk that teaches eating Chametz against Karis would not apply to Chatzis Shir? Why would I even think that if I eat a Chatzis Shir in the Tarovis and Pesach, I'm not going to get Karis?
Right, so he hasn't addressed the question why in the case of Kizayis Mutechilis Pras, you're alleviated from Karis. I guess what he's saying is that Chametz in these Karis is not los kol. No, it's a kol machmetz los chelu. Is talking about a case where there is no chiyuv karis, meaning you didn't eat the chametz itself; you only ate the taroves. And the chiddush of kol machmetz los chelu is that if within this taroves there is kezayis b'teachilus pras, you're going to get malchus for that, for violating the law of kol machmetz los chelu. As far as chametz los sochal, that's talking about chametz be'en that's not mixed up in the taroves.
So, but everyone agrees, Raman agrees, if I ate chatzis shir be'en of chametz, not the taroves, be chayav malchus?
No, I think you'd only be chayav malchus, I think, in that case. I mean, that you have to look. In other words, the original iser of lo sochal chametz requires chametz be'en and requires a shir. Now the Torah is telling me that you're going to violate a lav of lo sochelu in a case of chametz that's less than a shir, and now you don't. And the nafkamina is going to be that you don't get karis, you're only chayav malchus. Then the Rambam says that this din that you ate something less than the original also chametz, and it generates a chiyuv malchus, that only applies if you eat kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. That in a taroves, we no longer have chametz be'en, right? It's not nikar, it's somewhere mixed up. But if you eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you violate the iser of kol machmetzos also chelu, and you generate an iser malchus. Now Yechiel is asking me, what happens if I eat a chatzis shir, a chatzis zayis of chametz? So I think in that case, again, just like in the case of Bitaroves, we drop down one level. We're no longer in the original Isur Lo Sochal Chametz, because that Achila is an Achila Pachas Mikazayitz. The Kol Machmetzes is a separate lav, but it doesn't incur a Chiyuv Karetz. The Chiyuv Karetz comes under the Achila of a classic Achila, the Din Kloli of Achila, which requires a Kazayitz. The Kol Machmetzes, which is Marba Pachas Mikazayitz, is a separate lav. I think you'd get malchus in such a case, but you wouldn't get karis.
So when Rashi holds that the batel b'shishim is the reason why it's not batel b'shishim in chametz is because you have the use of karis, he has been talking about something that is a kezayis that fell into a pot. But batel b'kezayis, Rashi would say, negates that proof. In other words, Rashi was...
I lost.
Does Rashi agree that less than a kezayis does not get chiyuv karis?
I assume.
So Rashi was telling us the reason why it was so machmir on Pesach with chametz is because it has the chiyuv karis.
Right.
But yeah, we're not so machmir basically because if it has less than the chizayis, we don't give you the chiyuv karis. I mean, I would say if you went all the way and said no matter how big the mashu, it's a chiyuv karis, that shows that the Torah is really be machmir. But it's not machmir over any other reason because it still requires a shear of chizayis.
Right. No, but I'm just saying no other iser in kara chiyuv karis, only chametz. So the Iser Chometz as an abstract category, you know, in the constellation of Macholos Asuras, is a Chumrah. So once the Torah gave us this cue of a Chumrah, we're going to apply that Chumrah in a case of a
Zegah. So Rashi says, Holy Sunnah, I know, given the time, I'm pulling about Meshishin, oh, that's not Kumar, that's where I'm off, right? So that would only be true if it was a Kazakh. Why should I assume that if the reason is that chametz is not bevatel b'shishim is because it has a chiyuv karis, why would I assume that bittul doesn't apply if it was less than a kezayis? In other words, I don't get chiyuv karis on less than a kezayis, so I should say that at least if it's less than a kezayis bevatel b'shishim, it should be bevatel b'shishim. The bittul should apply. Why should I say bittul doesn't apply to chametz? Because it has chiyuv karis. It doesn't have a chiyuv karis if it's less than a shir.
But there is a chiyuv
karis. Again, we're talking about the abstract iser. In other words, the nature of chametz, as we compare it to machlokes asuras, is such that it generates a chiyuv karis. We're not going into the specifics of how you ate it. Did you stand on your head? Did you cut it into pieces? Did it get mixed up in the taruvas? But the Torah gave us a cue. Chametz is something intolerable. It's so intolerable that under certain conditions you'll be chayav karis. And there's no parallel in any other machlokes asuras. Not in Orla, not in Klei Kerem, not in Bas Becholov. None of these isurim will generate a chayav karis. So the Torah is saying chametz is like, you know, despicable. Stay away. So the Rabbanim took that as a cue, and they went a step further, and therefore they said that it's osur b'mashu. That's Rashi. He's trying